next individual, please.
Let's see, 580 is not here, so 581 and 582, I think, want to come up together.
Very good.
581, request of Cole Hover to address council regarding council support of the arts and the creative community. And 582, request of Jen Forty to address council regarding council support of the arts and the creative community.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Cole Hover. I'm a lawyer, and I work with a lot of creative people in their business. And I've invited
Cole, would you mind pulling the mic just a little bit closer?
I will. Should I start over?
Thank you. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Cole Hover. I'm a lawyer, and I have the privilege of working with a lot of creative people in their businesses. I invited two of them to join me here today. The first is the Portland Winter Light Festival. And they'll introduce themselves. And after the following us will be Bella Graham, Jen Forty.
I'm Jeff Schnabel. I'm the new director for the Portland State University School of Architecture and one of the co-founders for the Portland Winter Light Festival.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alicia Sullivan. I'm the executive director of the Willamette Light Brigade, which is the organization that presents the Portland Winter Light Festival annually.
Thank you.
I'm Chris Herring, the other co-founder for the Light Festival and artistic director.
Thank you.
So I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Portland Winter Light Festival. If you have yet to experience it, we hope you'll come out February 6th through 8th, 2020. Seems like a long way off, but really it's just around the corner for us. The festival takes place along the banks of the Willamette on both the east and west side of the river and at affiliate locations throughout Portland. Light festivals have a proven track record of creating significant economic opportunity for cities and invigorating Portland in the wintertime as part of our festival's mission. This year, our festival facilitated an estimated $2.1 million in economic impact during the slow season of February with a winter storm watch to contend with and snow warnings. So that's pretty good. We saw attendance of 154,000 people over the three-day event, a five-fold increase since the inaugural year in 2016. So there's incredible potential for growth here. By comparison, Baltimore's Light City generated $33.5 million in 2018 with 470,000 over a week. So there's a huge amount of potential. Economic impact is not the only thing that this festival provides. And we provided you with a packet with some more detailed information. But the second part of our mission is to build community by bringing art and technology to inclusive audiences. And we present this event for free, completely free, to the public. And we're really committed to removing the economic barriers to art and design that are within traditional cultural institutions. So now heading into our fifth year, we really know the impact that this event has and the potential it has for Portland. For 2020, we're planning on upwards of 200,000 people over the three-day event. People will come out, rain or snow, to interact with the art and be together. We'd love for this festival to go into something that Portland is on the map for art and technology, and someday host a million people in February on our own. We'd like to become a sustainable anchor in Portland's winter landscape and keep providing this festival for free to Portland residents kind of as an amenity. So we're hoping you all will consider truly getting involved and starting a dialogue with us to expand and grow this festival. The event is not a done deal. It takes expertise and resources to put together. So we'd like to follow up with you. And that's all. Thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We have one more testimony coming.
What's that?